The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
Now, the HSE chief executive, Paul Reid, has expressed his frustration at Dublin's Beacon Hospital for not offering beds despite extremely tightened up capacity across the country. 17 of 18 private hospitals have signed up for the deal, which would see them provide additional capacity for the public health service. The chief executive and co-founder of Beacon Medical Group, Michael Cullen, is on the line. Michael, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
First question, it's a very obvious one. Why is the Beacon not answering Ireland's call?
Oh, Pat, Beacon is absolutely answering Ireland's call. And to quote the Taoiseach last week about putting on the green jersey, we absolutely have been putting on the green jersey. In fact, we've been putting on the green jersey and playing centre-forward. We have been treating public patients for the last 4 or 5 months through individual agreements with the various public hospitals and through the NTPF. So the HSE are looking to sign up to an agreement which we would give 15% and possibly 30% of our activity towards public patients. In fact, we are currently giving about 20% of our surgical capacity and over 50% of our ICU to the public patients from various
But then,
hospitals.
Then why not sign up? Because you're doing it anyway and it wouldn't affect your operation at all.
Well, we couldn't sign up because the last time we signed a HSE agreement in the 3 months last year of April, May and June, we ceded operational control and it led to the hospital being 70% empty for the entire duration of that agreement. And we felt that it was wrong. We were empty when we should have been full and we couldn't allow that happen again, and that is why we've been in discussion for the last number of weeks with the HSE, and we are doing the capacity they're looking for. In fact, we're doing more than the capacity they're looking for. We're doing more public work than any other private hospital in the country, but we need to be able to control the type of patient that comes into Beacon so that we know we're giving the patients the best possible care. So it's all about our ability to effectively manage the hospital and look after our patients.
Is it some reluctance on your part to take in people who might have COVID problems?
Not at all, Pat. Every hospital is looking after COVID patients and Beacon is no exception to that. But it is just the ability to be able to use our facility to the best of our ability so that our 1,700 staff and doctors are able to work to the maximum of our physical capacity and our operational capacity so we can treat as many patients as possible. We're already doing more than they ask for. It's just the operational detail of the agreement. Yes.
Now, I was trying to understand because Professor Froelich was on from your hospital on yesterday on the record, and I was trying to just get a handle on what he was saying. I mean, is it the case that the HSE wants you to designate a certain number of beds, be they ordinary beds or be they ICU beds, and, if you like, put the HSE's name on them? So if they're not full, they remain empty. If they are full, well, that's all they'll ask you to do. You might volunteer to do more. But is that the case? They want you to, if you like, put a HSE tag on a certain number of beds?
In simple terms, and it's a very detailed agreement, but in simple terms, yes, Pat. We want to be able to ensure that the hospital is fully utilised. All last week, the hospital was 100% full. This morning, it was 82% full. By this evening, it will be 95% full. And by tomorrow, midday, we'll be 100% occupied. And
can I pursue this a little bit? Because
sure.
The HSE want to have this surge capacity. In other words, they're saying, if push comes to shove and we desperately need an ICU bed, I don't want the Beacon or any other private hospital to be full of hip operations or knee operations or whatever it might be that could have been deferred, and therefore we don't have ICU capacity for our COVID patients who are very, very ill, while people who could have waited another month or two for their operation are occupying an ICU bed. Is that a fair understanding of the HSE's position?
I think it's a fair understanding, Pat, but what it isn't a fair understanding really is of what we have been currently doing for the last number of months. We have been taking very, very ill patients who needed life-saving, time-dependent, urgent surgery in Beacon because that's what we're good at. We're good at complex, high-acuity surgery. And then we needed to have that ICU capacity for those because, you know, people still get sick. It's not just COVID. And we needed to be sure that we had the capability and the capacity to not just operate on those patients, but have the ICU capacity ready for that. But, Pat, to be honest, and I'm delighted to say, late last night we received a revised draft contract from the HSE, which they said in the covering letter addresses our concerns. And on review so far, and it's a very long and complex document, I think it probably does, to a large extent, address our concerns. And we are very hopeful that through further discussion today, that we will be able to reach a mutual agreement that will enable us to sign the agreement, which will reflect the work we're actually doing and will allay our concerns and allow us to ensure that we utilise the hospital to the best of our ability and we treat the maximum number of patients.
Were you kind of feeling shamed into this by the HSE? Because, I mean, Paul Reid was quite public and lamenting the fact that the Beacon wasn't on board with the other 17 hospitals, although he did on the record yesterday, he tweeted into them that he wasn't critical of the Beacon in terms of its vaccination program, which he said was very welcome. So he clarified that because there was some talk on that program about the vaccination program, but you've been doing that anyway in spades and doing it well.
No, Pat, and it's certainly not a question of shame. It's purely a question of our ability to run the hospital to the best of our ability. We are actually treating more public patients than any private hospital in the country. We have been for a long time now performing surgery on more public patients than any private hospital in the country. So we're doing more than the HSE agreement actually asks for. But it's purely a question of our ability to run our own show as opposed to being told and having a centralised agreement where one size fits all. It just didn't work for Beacon. And I'm hoping that, you know, on the full analysis and the full discussion on this agreement, and we will meet with the HSE later today, I am very, very hopeful that we will be able to reach a mutually satisfactory arrangement where we sign the agreement as the HSE clearly want us to do, and we want to do. We're doing the work. So if we sign the agreement, nothing will change. We're already doing the work that they ask for. Well, we just need to be happy that the governance and our ability to run the hospital is clear and unambiguous.
But might it boil down to, you know, a choice between you've got someone who's got cancer who needs life-saving surgery in what you would call a timely fashion, and, you know, to delay would be to possibly minimise the survival chances of that patient, but you've got someone who's desperately ill with COVID-19. I mean, could you be in a situation where you would have to make the choice, or would the HSE make that choice who took the bed?
All of those, in fairness to the HSE and all our clinicians, those are clinical decisions that happen all the time. And in reality, it never really comes down to that because there's 8 theatres in Beacon and there's many theatres in all the other hospitals. So it is never that the clinicians are making a life-saving choice of A or B because there's always enough theatre capacity to deal with that. This is more to do with ensuring that the appropriate patient goes to the appropriate facility and for us to be sure that we're capable of looking after all of the patients that are sent to us in the best possible manner. above all, Pat, the HSE and Beacon have got the same aim, to treat all the patients in the best possible way. We have a common goal, and it's just up to now, we felt that the contract that they were offering us, we felt didn't give us that ability to look after our own facility.
Well,
I'm really hopeful that this new contract does that. I think it does.
Bottom line, you could be signing up today. Chief Executive and Co-Founder of Beacon Medical Group, Michael Cullen, thank you very much for joining us. And of course, we always mention that the Beacon is owned by the owner of Newstalk, so that should be clarified.